This is Dr. Olivero dictating for January the 11th, 2023. And the name of the patient is Carmen Peña. The last name is P-E-N-A. First name is Carmen, C-A-R-M-E-N. Number one, syncopal episode. The patient woke up in the middle of the night, went to the bathroom, and after she finished the urination, she stood up to be able to pull her pajamas up, and she did, and apparently the patient lost the consciousness, a slump into the wall, and had a abrasion and a skin opening in the right temple area, a bled, and she woke up and came back. He started asking for help. The husband came and picked her up. She went to bed and fell asleep soundly. The patient was transferred to the emergency room, was in the hospital for 3 days. All the workup was negative, including the MRI of the head. The only positive aspect was the slight hypothyroidism for which she was prescribed Synthroid, period. We don't know the strength, period. The patient was advised to follow recommendations, period. Prior to this syncopal episode, the patient has been experiencing problems with the vision and double vision post cataract surgery. When she's looking down, she sees double. She's a patient of Dr. Gantier, and she's going to go back to see. Gantier is G-U-N-T-H-I-E-R. And she's going back to see him next week, period. Taking into consideration all the findings and the possibility of either a seizure disorder or some kind of pathology in the brain, it is my opinion that she should be evaluated by the neurologist. We are going to refer her to Dr. Joy, J-O-Y, in Winter Haven. Haven is H-A-V-E-N, period. Number two, the patient has vitamin D deficiency and on supplementation. Number three, hyperlipidemia that is under control. The following number, macular degeneration in the left eye, period. We invested 10 minutes reviewing the imaging and the laboratory workup and the admission to the hospital. In the face-to-face conversation was 20 minutes, in the documentation, 7 minutes. Reevaluation in 3 weeks.